Hey, Dr. I have a question. I don't know if you're familiar with the mudslides in El Salvador recently, and several thousand people were killed. What do you think about that issue? And also, I heard that there was an evangelistic speaker that said that to the people that God was upset with them, so therefore he caused this to happen, and they were all killed. What do you think about that? How should I interpret that? What does that mean for us?
Okay, well, the evangelists are connected to God, who can argue with them. but probably what he said has some truth in it, you know, because we believe in the law of karma, okay, and reincarnation, and we believe God is just. So if he does something, he doesn't really do it to people that are good and wholesome and connected and willing to follow his God. It's love. Probably those people who did get killed and had some karmic, you know, pay or debt that they had to forgive, they're going to learn a lesson to do it. But when the divine disaster happens, you know, then the kingdom of God comes to earth, we expect less of this happens, okay, because people are going to be more in tune with the spirit, they are going to be more naturally, and also we're going to probably study cosmic, you know, movements of the earth, and probably eventually to come up with the, you know, housing or construction that is not going to be that destructible in such a calamity. So, it even happened in India, you know, a week ago, a week and a half ago, and there were many people around, the estimate is around 100,000 people maybe, you know, bad, you know, perished in that disaster. And, actually we live in a very violent universe in a way, because the universe is very powerful forces had been released in the beginning of the creation, and it still those powerful forces are at work, and because humans cannot live outside of the earth, you know, and earth is the space in the universe, and there's so many forces in the universe working, you know, that we really are not very safe in a sense. Okay. But should we be afraid of that? No, we should not. We should create an environment that we can study these forces. We can even harness them, okay, for our use. Okay. If we can know the power of the earthquake coming and then direct that to some constructive work, okay, we can be able to even harness them for a, you know, greater use for an energy that we might need. And so the disasters are a part of the universe, and also, of course, God knows when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. And maybe those people, they were, you know, they have been born to ask for them to happen, or maybe not. Okay. It's always not, you know, black and white. The universe is in many colors. You cannot put it in black and white. So that is the only way you can look or explain a situation like that. And God is just. If something happens, something bad happens, either that person deserves it, or there is a lesson to be learned in the process. As we explained the karma many times, karma is not written in stone. It's there for you to learn a lesson. Okay? Or maybe the lesson is, you know, if humanity was more unified and we had the communities of light, probably it was much easier to help these people in disaster. We would have the organization that was working worldwide and cooperating and actually belong to whole earth, that can react to such a situation in a greater degree. And but as the people have less karma and more in tune with their God, this disaster should vanish more and more. Okay. So disasters are something that have many ways of explaining them. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Well, Chaya, my friend Nelson, he also has a question.